مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in the previous episode we heard about the people of Suffa and the first Islamic university of Medina. In today's program we're going to hear some of the important rulings which were revealed in the second Hijri, and we'll also get the honor of discussing their wisdom and benefits. But before starting the episode, let's listen to the excellence of Salat. Sunan Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I was offering Salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was also present, and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu were also present with him. Hence, when I sat, I started to praise Allah Almighty and then sent Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After that, I supplicated for myself. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, supplicate and you will be granted. Supplicate, you will be granted. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we learn that making supplication after hamd and salat becomes the reason of the supplication to be answered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Ameen bijahi nabi ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the Islamic calendar was started in the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it is only he radiallahu ta'ala anhu who invented it. The date of the Islamic calendar starts from the migration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from Makkah to Medina. Then the dates of every year are calculated accordingly. In the first year of the migration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in other words, in the first Hijri, many important incidents occurred which were extremely necessary for new Islamic environment. The important incidents like the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi, the Brotherhood of Medina, the constitutional documentation of the Treaty of Medina, and the establishment of Islamic Madani School for the education of the people of Suffa. The second Islamic year is also important in the aspect that in addition to the changing of Qibla, many Islamic rulings were also declared in it. And in today's program, we're going to discuss the same thing. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, according to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would offer salah facing Baytul Muqaddas. The practice continued for 17 months, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would heartily wish that the Holy Kaaba would be made the Qibla, because the forefather of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wa sallam, built it. Therefore he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would often raise his blessed face towards the sky and would constantly wait for the divine revelation about it. One day, as usual, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was offering Zuhr Salah while facing Baytul Muqaddas. When he completed two rak'at, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam arrived and signaled him to turn his luminous face to the Holy Kaaba and complete the remaining salah. As soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turned towards the Holy Qibla right during salah. And while following the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the salah performers also turned from Baytul Muqaddas to the Holy Kaaba without hesitation, because Baytul Muqaddas is in north from Medina and the Holy Kaaba is in the opposite direction. This means that at the time of changing, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his blessed companions Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, while following the order of Allah azza wa jal, turned in a complete opposite direction. And at that time, these verses were revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we're observing the turning of your face repeatedly towards the sky. So we will definitely turn you towards the Qibla in which you are more pleased. Now, turn your face towards the sacred masjid, and O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your face towards the same direction. My viewers of Madani channel, look at the holy companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in's belief in the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and their love for him, that without going into why and where, the holy companions, while following the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, also turns towards the direction to which the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turned. The holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wanted the changing of Qibla, and the reason was not that the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not like Baytul Muqaddas being the Qibla. Rather, one of its reason was that the holy Kaaba was the Qibla of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and many other prophets alayhi salatu wa salam. And another reason was that because of offering salah while facing Baytul Muqaddas, the enemies of Islam became proud and arrogant and said, the Muslim oppose a religion, but they offer salah while facing al Qibla. Hence, one day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was looking towards the sky again and again in the state of salah with the hope that the order of changing the Qibla will be given. Upon this, the verse was sent down during salah declaring the will of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and describing the beautiful look of his luminous face. The Holy Kaaba was made Qibla according to the wish and pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turned towards the Holy Kaaba right during salah. Along with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims also turned to that side, and thus, two rakat of zuhr were offered while facing Baytul Muqaddas and two while facing the Holy Kaaba. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this verse we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely likes the will of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills the will of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that indeed Allah Almighty changed Qibla because of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In this verse, he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not say that he would turn him to the Qibla which he willed. Rather, he proclaimed, فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Translation from Kanzun Iman, so we will definitely turn you towards that Qibla in which you are more pleased. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it was as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, O beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, everyone seeks my pleasure and I want your pleasure in both worlds. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I see that your Lord Azza wa Jal rushes to fulfill the wish of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith of the resurrection day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the earliest and the latest and will say to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, all of them seek my pleasure and O beloved, I want your pleasure. Khuda ki riza chahte hain do alam. Khuda chahta hai rizae Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Moreover, just like for the pleasure of his beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty made the holy Kaaba the Qibla of the Muslims till judgment day. Similarly, for his pleasure, he decreed 50 prayers and made 5 prayers obligatory upon his ummah. Moreover, just like for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the holy Kaaba the Qibla of the Muslims till judgment day. Similarly, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreased 50 prayers and made 5 prayers obligatory upon his ummah. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the angels in the battle of Badr, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam was blessed with miraj. For the pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the sins of his ummati will be forgiven. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was granted the pound of kafir. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the scales of the good deeds of his ummati were way heavier. Pass the bridge of Sirat safely and enter paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, it is close that your Lord will give you so much that you will be pleased. One great remark, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman says, Tu jo chahe, tu abhi mail mere dil ke dhule, ki khuda dil nahi karta kabhi maila tera. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Quran was not revealed all at once, rather according to the circumstances and occasions. So then Jibreel alayhi salam would bring the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and bit by bit, the Holy Quran was completed. Similarly, in the second year, in the second Hijrah, along with the changing of Qibla, many other Islamic rulings were sent down from time to time by the order of Allah Azza wa Jal. Amongst these rulings is the fasting. Sawm in the month of Ramadan was made obligatory. The law of retribution was implemented. The system of diya was fixed. The order of paying fitra was revealed. The rakat of salah during a journey and at home were fixed. And zakat was made obligatory upon the capable Muslims. What verses regarding these rulings were revealed? And what is the purpose of making these rulings obligatory upon the Muslims? Let's listen to some of the rulings. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the fasting in the month of Ramadan was made obligatory on the 10th Shaban, 2nd Hijrah. Hence, Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, fasting has been made obligatory upon you, like it was made obligatory upon those before you, that you may attain piety. In this verse, it was proclaimed like it was made obligatory upon those before you. From this, we learn that fasting is an old worship. From Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, fasts have been made obligatory in every Sharia, though the days and rulings of the fast of the past nations were different from that of ours. At the end of the verse, it is stated the purpose of fasting is piety and abstinence. Since nafs is treated strictly and a person is stopped even from halal food and drinks, therefore it helps him practice overcoming his desires, self-control and refraining from haram. The same control over nafs and desires is the basic thing through which a person avoids sins. My dear viewers of Madani channel, how amazing and perfect is the religion of Islam, that even though fasts are difficult for nafs, but they were made obligatory in Islam so that we would overcome our desires. Most crimes in the world occur because of the uncontrolled desires of a person. If these desires are overcome, the crime rate will certainly decrease as well. It is as if Islam has granted us a formula to overcome crimes. If we implement this formula in our life, in addition to its apparent benefits, we will attain success and prosperity in the world and in the hereafter as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the order of the fardiyat of zakat, meaning obligation to pay zakat, was revealed before fast in the second year of the migration. Fardiyat of zakat is proven from the book and sunnah. Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Translation, and keep salah, in other words, obligatory prayer, established, and pay zakah, in other words, obligatory charity. Maulana Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes under this verse in the commentary Khazainul Irfan, this verse contains the description of the fardiyat of salah and zakat. My dear viewers of Madani channel, zakat is one of the five pillars of Islam. The purpose of the fardiyat of zakat is that those people in the society who are deprived of earning are passing a life of deprivation and hardship and completely meet the standards to deserve zakat. In order to provide for such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded every capable and prosperous Muslim to pay zakah so that these poor and helpless people would be supported. Zakat is such an action through which wealth remains in circulation. If the circulation of wealth stops, a wealthy person remains wealthy and a poor person remains poor. In order to establish moderation in the society and fulfill the needs of the poor, the Islamic system made zakat obligatory. It also contains the aspect that one cause of crime is poverty too. If every Muslim begins to pay zakat, the poverty in the society will end to a great extent, and thus the crimes in the society can also be controlled. Wherever Islam gave the order of paying obligatory charity, for example, zakat, ushr, fitrah, fidya, fast, and other expiations, its actual purpose is to fulfill the needs of the poor and to attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty through it. Islam has also described the deserving recipients of these obligatory charities so that we would know whether the amount has really reached a needy person or a professional beggar. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Islam has described a complete code of everything so that Muslim would not fall victim to any deficiency in carrying out the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, with the intention of following the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we should wholeheartedly pay zakat, ushr, fitrah, and other obligatory charities. Paying zakat is a source of the completion of faith. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the completion of your Islam is that you pay zakat of your wealth. By paying zakat, we attain piety. From amongst the signs of the pious, this is also a sign which is stated in the Holy Quran. Hence it is proclaimed, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and they spend in our path from the sustenance we have bestowed upon them. As in the Holy Quran, zakat is also counted as one of the deeds of successful people. Hence it is proclaimed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, undoubtedly, the believers reach their goals, those who totally humble themselves in salah, and who do not incline towards vain talk, and those that work to pay zakat consistently. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the order for fasting and zakat to establish moderation in the society. At the same time, by acting upon these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Azza wa Jal, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grants the eternal and worldly glad tidings. May Allah Almighty grant us the passion to act upon His commandments wholeheartedly and completely follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we discussed the important accounts of the second year, in other words, the second hijrah of the Madani life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, changing of Qibla and other rulings which were revealed along with it, and understood their wisdoms. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon them. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.